right, great. So to begin, can you just very briefly describe your organization and your role within that organization?
Sure. I work for, is it okay to say the company name?
You don't need to mention the company name.
Okay. I work for a healthcare organization, which is a national healthcare company. We manage healthcare with Medicaid, Medicare. We have some commercial products. We have a long-term care product. My title is manager of network development. So I basically build provider networks. I also manage some vendor oversight, the vendor relationships with some of the vendors that service our members.
Great. So we're interested in learning a bit more about where you go when you're looking for information regarding external health and pharmacy service providers. So when thinking about looking for more information about pharmacy, what type of information would you typically be looking for?
Sometimes it differentiates between different products. So I may be looking for information as far as formularies. I may be looking for information as far as their networks. I may be looking for, what type of brand versus other products that they have. I may be looking as far as region-wise for expansion to kind of, maximize our network. As far as the membership goes, I may be looking, at cost as how it would impact, the company, how we could save costs, or how cost would impact the member.
Great. So when you are looking up that type of information, what kind of material then are you looking for, and how are you finding that information?
When we go with the networks, a lot of times we go to our competitor websites to see what PBM they may have. And, of course, we want to make sure that we are, competitive in the market share. So we may go there. We also use the pharmaceutical company website for background research, points of contact, who we can speak to as far as, doing a cost analysis, get quotes, that kind of stuff. We also look at formularies to see how that lines up with the fee schedules for all of our different products that we offer. That pretty much, I've been thinking, I think that's pretty much the bulk of it. Going to the different pharmaceutical companies just to make sure that we are, maximizing the market share as far as what services they offer, what their formularies look like, how we can transcribe that, into our plan and align that with the products that we offer. Also their market, where they're located, and making sure their PBM service, major companies that are easy and accessible to our members.
When you are looking for some of this material, I know you mentioned some places you go. When you are looking for maybe more academic information, do you tend to rely on case studies, posters, flyers, or some other type of academic information?
Yes, we do. We don't necessarily rely on case studies. that may be more of the medical director that may rely on the case studies, that may have an influence, over choosing a certain PBM provider. But I would say, yes, we do have reps that come by that, provide us with lots of marketing materials. We do have joint operations meetings with these PBM companies just to you know, get familiar with what they have, what services they're offering, make sure that if there's something new, drugs that come on the market that we, you know, are aware of. Maybe, you know, we need to update our formulary to encompass those. I would say that maybe the case studies would be more medical, but the other items, you know, we probably would discuss. We would look at, you know, flyers or, you know, people coming into the office meeting or joint operation meetings to, you know, better ascertain that information.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you were looking specifically about retail or specialty pharmacy services. When was the last time you recall looking for information about retail or specialty pharmacy?
Specialty pharmacy, I would say in because this is the AEP open enrollment time for Medicare, we did a lot of work up until October just to kind of get some of that stuff aligned with the new products that we will be offering for our Medicare product. So we did a lot of work leading up until October before we selected a PBM, and once we selected, you know, we went live. We will be going live, but we had to do a lot of training and marketing and workup to prepare for the change of the PBM. So there was probably within the last 6 months, there was a lot of work, project management done in order to kind of get that, you know, process in place.
So in terms of, what about, do you ever look up any type of specialty pharmacy like CVS, Caremark, or Walgreens, or any of those types of pharmacies?
You're asking what if I had to look up that?
Do you ever tend to look up that type of information about the those types of pharmacies?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. When you do need to use those types of, when you are looking for information about those types of specialty pharmacies, where would you typically start? Is it just a Google search? Would you go directly to a web page?
I would go directly to their web page.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Because we are a national company, we tend to start with the national ones first. And if we're not able to, you know, get whatever specialty pharmacy that we need for any particular reason, then we will go to the smaller companies. But our company preference is to go with the national ones first. Okay. ESI's, Caremark.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was the first one you said?
ESI. It's Best Scripts.
Great. Now, when you do want to find information about retail or specialty pharmacy, is there anyone else in your organization that would help you with the search?
No, I would do the search myself, yes.
How useful do you find these external resources in helping you find information about retail or specialty pharmacy?
Basically through their webpage. A lot of them have on their website, a lot of them have, you know, what specialty pharmacies they have and, you know, just information about it. I don't think I've ever been to a non-national website that did not have a plethora of information on it about their products and services.
Is there anything that you would change about the resources that you utilize?
I couldn't say that there was anything that I would change. Preliminary information to gather some details without having to speak to someone. I think the websites are pretty sophisticated as far as, you know, what's on there.
Mm-hmm. How often does that search lead to you actually wanting to speak to someone to get more information?
It depends on, you know, what we're actually doing, but I would say maybe 10% of the time, I may need to, you know, call in to get some information or a point of contact for, to, you know, to get some more details on pricing. But because I don't think that information is on there. So mainly if I just need pricing details, I will definitely have to call.
In the past 6 months, which retail or specialty pharmacy websites have you accessed for professional purposes?
I've accessed Express Scripts, ESI, and also Caremark.
What did you, you know, when you did access those, what were your perceptions of Express Scripts and Caremark?
They are two pretty large companies. Express Scripts haven't really had any major challenges with them as far as their services they offer. Maybe we may have some issues as far as, like, do they deliver, to, like, nursing homes and some of the things, some of the specialty meds to, like, the nursing homes and stuff like that. But as far as Caremark, I can't say that there has been any. We've recently switched over to Caremark, and I've been on their website in the beginning a bunch of times, but now it's kind of just on occasion. But there has, my perception of their website is, I mean, they're pretty conducive of, you know, all the information that I need, but we also use their customer service line a lot, you know, to call in for, you know, off pricing, network capacity, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Overall, since I know you mentioned you, especially in the beginning when you're using Caremark a lot, what are your perceptions of the visual design of the website?
From what I remember, they were pretty straightforward. I mean, they're all pretty point-click. You, on their homepage, you are able to navigate pretty easily for things that you need. I don't think that the homepage pretty much displays, the basics. And once you click on something, it opens up to, you know, more broader and detailed information. So, I mean, I think with the landscape of the homepage and how they're designed, I don't have any issue. I think they're pretty user-friendly.
When you do conduct research, do you typically, for work purposes, what do you typically use to do those searches? Is it your desktop, a tablet, a phone?
Desktop.
Now, thinking about any unmet needs in terms of these websites that you're using to make to look about specialty pharmacy and retail pharmacy, ideally, what content and tools would you like available on these pharmacy websites?
The tools that I need, I like to see whether they're regional or national. I like to see their network, even down to state, city. If you can even maybe minimize it to a zip code. I like to see their formularies. Those are very important. I like to see if they have mail order. I think mostly what we look for, I like, you know, the design of it to be pretty user-friendly so that it's, you know, point-click and you're not getting cumbersome with having to go through different pages and then having to enter in, you know, or create profiles just to be able to access their information. I like to see what national health plans they work with, you know, for, you know, competitive reasons, and also as far as, like, network reasons. That's pretty much the bulk of it.
Great. Would you want to be able to access or download relevant white papers, case studies, or outcomes research?
I wouldn't, but there may be others that would need that information. So maybe from a nurse or a medical director CMO perspective, they probably would need that information, those details. But I'm sure that information would be useful.
And do you have any frustrations when using these websites for your business needs?
No, there's never been a time where I've ever accessed websites and it's been slow or not responsive. So, no, I've never had any type of frustration.
Okay. You know, at this point, I'd like to have you review a new website and get your feedback on the design and content. After you review it, please keep in mind that the website is not finalized, and all of your input is really going to help inform the final product. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. My computer would like to be saved. Okay, and let me know once you see that.
I can see it.
Okay, great. And if you can just take some time to review this, there is more. So once you're ready, tell me when I should scroll down so you can review the rest.
All right, let me scroll. Okay.
Okay, so what are your first impressions of the overall appearance of this homepage?
Everyone appears to be some sort of professional, whether it be healthcare or retail. What was the first one? Okay, business. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it looks like there's basically a lot of professional advice on here. That's my first impression.
Sure. What do you think about the pictures used? Do you think these are the right type of imagery to use for this homepage?
Yes, I do think. Is the first person and the second person the same? No? With the same lady?
I don't believe
they kind of look, they look similar, so I'm not sure. But okay, but if they are, kudos to her. Research. The gentleman looks appropriate. He looks like he's intense and doing something, you know, that where he's researching or studying something. Healthcare providers, definitely a professional in business. You know, the first two people are looking, dressed is professional and showing being business effective.
All right. If you came to this page looking for information, where do you think you would look? Where would you first go from here?
I would click providers.
And why do you think you would click providers?
I would click providers for the role that I have as far as network development and also vendor oversight. So for what I need, it would be healthcare providers now to be I've only worked with the business piece and the healthcare providers. I've never really worked on the research aspect of it. Never really clicked on that. But I would start with the healthcare providers first to see if I could obtain the information, and if I could not, then I would definitely go to the business piece. Mm-hmm. And between the two, I think maybe I should be able to gather the information that I need before having to, you know, reach out and place a phone call.
Right. And do you think it's easy to find where you would click on next?
Yes.
Actually, it looks like there's two places. So, yeah, I think if both of them take you to the same place, then I think, yes, it's easy to find.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, you said two places. Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Yeah, at the top, I saw on the kind of like a toolbar, yes, where it says provider services, I would click there. But I'm hoping that the second, where it says healthcare providers, would that also take you to the same, route when the website.
Okay. So you would want to make sure that both of those would take you to the correct place.
Right, and if it does not, then maybe it should be labeled a little different.
Mm-hmm. Great, helpful feedback. So at this point, we are going to look at business services. So let's go ahead and click on that. So what are your, I'll go ahead and take a look at this and let me know when I should scroll down to view the rest of the page.
Okay. Scroll. Okay. Okay.
Great. So what are your first impressions of this overall appearance of this business page?
Well, it looks like it's conducive of a lot of information. Basically, everything on here should be, just like it says, business or should lead you to some business aspect of the service. So I like that it identifies to see who you are. Like I was mentioning earlier, like if you're the CMO versus you're the managed care company versus, you would need or employers, you would definitely need to click on different things for different information. But I like how it breaks it down as to who you are, and I'm hoping that the information behind that would, encompass things that I would need to know as an employer or as a health system or either as a managed care company. It helps me to get directly to the point.
Mm-hmm. You said it does get to the point, I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm thinking it helps me get directly to the point to where I'm going.
Right. What do you think of the different images used on this page? And again, keeping in mind that this is a draft, and we're just understanding if these are the right types of images that should be used.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any objection with the images, yeah.
Right. Looking up here at the description of the business services, What do you think about that description?
Full network of services and solutions. Okay. I think it's to the point. It's a direct message, and it lets you know the nature of the business for what Walgreens has. I think it's to the point. It doesn't, like, stand out or anything, but it's a direct statement. It's to the point.
Sure. Any recommendations?
Without any jargons or slogans, I think it's being directed to the point. I don't think you need to add any of, I'm not sure what Walgreens, slogan or anything like that or what they're known for, but I'm thinking that this is more in line with, their company's motto, and basically it just gives you a brief description of what the what their role in the market share is.
So what do you think you would do next from this page? Where would you click next?
So after reading that piece, I would definitely go, I would be between, actually three, I would look between healthcare systems, managed care, and also government to kind of see. I'm not really sure what's behind the government piece of it, but because we do have some government contracts, I'm not sure if that what that means. I'm not quite sure on that, but I will go between health systems, managed care, and with me not knowing what, you know, the government is, I may need to click on that just to kind of see what information is behind that.
Mm-hmm. Great. So just to confirm, it sounds like you would click on a who you are instead of one of the specific solutions. Is that correct?
No, I would actually click on the picture.
Yeah, so you'd click up here.
I would click the actual word managed care or health system. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't click on who you are because I thought
sure.
who you are is different, you know, breaking it down mm-hmm. a little bit further, so I would then click on who I actually am.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I'm just confirming that so you would click here, for example, managed care instead of selecting one of these, going to a specific solution. Is that correct? You would pick one of these?
Yeah.
So now we are going to go ahead and look at the managed care section. But before we go ahead and click on that, what would you expect, what information would you expect to find on that page?
So I would kind of want to know, like, as far as nationally, what who they have contracts with as far as managed care. If they do have managed care as far as, more of, you know, who Walgreens works with. Maybe there is representation from, you know, the big major companies. I would expect to see that information on that tab. More of the MCOs.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going to click on that. I'm going to take some time to review this. Let me know when I should scroll down.
Okay, scroll.
All
right. Okay. Okay.
All right. So what are your initial thoughts about the appearance of this page?
As far as managed care, it lets you know the specialties. I mean, the icons are applicable to what the description is for first. Gives a short description, and the descriptions are pretty the descriptions are pretty straightforward. I don't see anything that I would change or add because it does give you the ability to see other items that are similar or related to that search. So, well, it appears to be user friendly.
Do you think the information presented on this page, or to what extent is the information clear?
Yes, I would say that it is clear.
To what extent is this information relevant to you?
So managed care, where would it? So under this tab, is it saying that under managed care, these are all the services that are offered for managed care versus a commercial or government? I'm not quite sure if that's what this is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a commercial product or government product. I'm not sure if that's what this is saying. Or is it just saying managed care as a whole? These are the services that we offer to, you know, any type of managed care organization.
Mm-hmm. What would help, how would you recommend making that things more relevant then for you?
Maybe without going to any of the other ones to see, I'm just looking for more clarity as far as how are you defining managed care? I'm not really quite clear on what managed care is now that it's showing retail. I'm thinking that it's saying that managed care, you know, under Walgreens, if you have managed care, these are the things that are easy to be, or these are the things that are accessible to you. And if you need more information, then you click on, you know, the retail health care. And then I'm hoping it will show you a list of or things under the retail health care clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this just giving background information?
Which of these services do you think would be most relevant to you?
Vaccinations, home infusion, health and wellness. All of them are relative, actually. But if I had to put them in a priority, healthcare clinic would be one. Health and wellness would be another. Can you scroll up?
Sure.
Specialty pharmacy, adherence.
So it sounds like these are relevant to you. It sounds like you just want more clarity on if this is, you know, commercial, Medicare, Medicaid, kind of which lines of business in terms of managed care. Is that, am I hearing you correctly?
Yes. If that's what it's saying, yes. Because if I'm a managed care organization, I would click on that. But if I'm a commercial product, I don't even recall if on the other screen if they had a commercial product, but it did have a government product, but. Or maybe that's not a service that's being offered. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like the clarification would be saying managed care, all lines of business, and it sounds like that government tab is what was throwing you off, kind of having you think that was the Medicare and Medicaid. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. Now, looking on this page, I know you mentioned some of the items that would be most relevant. Is there anything on this page that you think would be least useful for you?
All of it is useful for me? Is that what you said?
What would you think is least useful?
Oh, the adherence. I'm not quite clear on. I don't think I would need adherence.
Mm-hmm.
Based yeah, based on the description, maybe that could be moved or to a different tab.
You know, I know you mentioned in terms of priority, you know, the healthcare clinics might be most relevant for you. Let's say you wanted to get more information here. Do you expect that you would click on learn more or see research?
Learn more.
And why is that?
Because learn more, because you know, there's a little icon there, and obviously I want to know what the actual healthcare clinics are, not the related research, because I don't think I need the research piece yet. I would need to learn more about it before I, you know, see what the actual research is, because it may not be something that I need to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I might be in the wrong area. But I probably would learn more first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So now we're going to go ahead and click on the retail healthcare clinic, but before we go there, once I click on this, what type of information would you want to see in the healthcare clinic section?
All right, so it says that the healthcare clinics have 16% lower costs. So I would expect, once I click on there, to see how the cost is lower. Because there's numbers here, so I'm expecting to see some sort of graph, some sort of imagery, or some type of proof that confirms that this is a true statement that, you know, 30% lower cost out of pocket. And then once it shows how that's reduced, then I would expect to see where or who I could use to, you know, get those lower costs.
All right, let me go ahead and click on the retail healthcare clinic. And let me know that you're ready for me to scroll down.
Okay, scroll down. Oh, there it is. So, yes, it does show why it's saying that there is lower cost, and I would, you know, definitely want to look into this as far as why, or they're saying that they, you know, have a 30% lower cost. So that's just exactly what I would expect to see.
It's going down.
Okay. Okay, again, yes, that's exactly what I expect to see as far as, you know, the cost savings, and then where I'm able to access that cost savings. And then I like that it still says that we are still focused on a quality of care while we're reducing costs, so that also is important, you know, in healthcare. So I like that aspect of it.
To what extent do you think the information presented on this page is clear?
I think all of it is clear. I would have probably show the graph at the top before I want to see your challenges, because on that other statement, it says that, you know, we're going to save a percentage of cost. So we're going to save a percentage of cost. I would want to look at that first and then figure out what my challenges would be. I would just reorganize that, but move that, you know, the chart maybe to the top so that it's definitely clear, because that statement prior to is something that, you know, all healthcare companies look for, you know, cost savings. And then when I click on it, I would want to see the cost savings first before I know what my challenges would be.
What extent do you think this information on the page is relevant for you and your organization?
It's very relevant. Very relevant. I see all of the information on here being very useful.
Any recommendations? I know you already mentioned some reorganization. Any other recommendations to make this content more relevant?
Nothing that I see thus far. It appears to be answer some of my questions, you know, directly. So I don't see it being irrelevant. No.
Okay. How do you think you would most likely navigate this page? So I know before you pointed out these tabs at the top. Do you expect you would select one of those specifically, or do you think you would just scroll down?
Oh, no, I would have scrolled down.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I honestly, maybe I don't know if I was just following, my eyes were following you and your cursor when you asked me to look at a page and then you scroll down, but I didn't realize that it had your challenges and how can we help at the top in the research. I didn't realize it had that toolbar at the top until after you said that, but yeah.
So looking at this page, what would you say is most useful on this page?
I think the chart is good, and the Your Challenges is good. It's good to know that, you know, that you're saying these are our numbers, but these are how we got to these numbers, and what challenges may have an impact on these numbers. So I think the chart is, you know, pretty good since, you know, we have numbers out here. My only hope is that the numbers on the site are updated. I'm not sure the frequency of how often they're updated, but I want to say that these numbers are always current and not, and, you know, someone's managing them so that we don't get outdated information.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, you bring 30% to the table and, you know, you have a meeting and then later on you find out, oh, well, that was last year's numbers. You know, that's the only thing, that's the only issue that we have with some websites is that the information on the website is not managed and not updated frequently. Therefore, we may have outdated information. But if you're putting such a bold statement on here of what our numbers are, then I would just hope that, you know, there would be some sort of disclaimer saying that these numbers were are from 2015, 2014, or our last research, or we've last updated this information at this time so that we can make sure that we have the most current and up-to-date information. That's our only challenge when we access these sort of websites is that the information is not managed and tend to be a little outdated.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that makes a lot of sense. What would you say on this page is least useful for you?
Can you go all the way to the top?
Sure.
Okay, so I see the Your Challenges and I see the research, but it says how can we help, but I didn't see anything. Oh, there it is. How can we help? Here it is. Okay. Useful. I think all of it's useful. I don't think anything is. Everything has a relevancy to what you need for a managed care perspective. So I wouldn't say that you should or anything would need to be removed.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the overall message of this page?
Um, the message lets you know that, you know, from our perspective, this is what we can do. This is your challenge, and this is how we can help you get there from a company's perspective. I also saw some information down there about HEDIS, and every Medicare is, you know, curious in HEDIS and making sure that, you know, our scoring and all that good stuff is up to date, and because, you know, HEDIS, you know, puts money in our pockets and also gives us money back from our contract. So I think all of this information is relevant and, you know, should stay here. As long as the information is always up to date and current.
Mm-hmm. Now I'd like to scroll down and in this healthcare clinic research, just a moment, these are just placeholders. What type of information would you like to see here in the healthcare clinic research section?
I would never click on that. Just from my perspective and for what I do, as far as healthcare clinic research, I'm not sure what I would like to see under that. Mm-hmm. I think that would be more test studies. You know, not really sure because, you know, with me being non-clinical, I would never use that tool. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's helpful. Who do you think in your organization would be most likely to use that tool?
Definitely maybe the CMO, maybe medical directors, our nurses. Anyone that's clinical.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever expect to access
operations?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Maybe even our operations team, because they kind of are in the middle of both of, you know, net dev and, you know, with the medical director. So maybe it's the operations team, but I'm not clear what would need to be put underneath that tab.
Sure. So let's say that there were, you know, it was academic information, so I understand you're saying it's more for the clinical people. If you, let's say you're the one who is on this website, would you ever want to be able to, you know, send this information to your clinical team, or would you just expect them to come when they need it?
I would need, if there was an ask, then, you know, definitely I want to be able to provide that information without them having to go there. But if there isn't an ask, then I wouldn't click there. I would expect them to do that piece and bring it to the table.
And I'm sorry, you said if there was I missed the word you're saying, if there was a what, you would want to be able to send it to them?
You know, if there was an ask, you know, and I'm already there, and there's something, you know, an ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how would you want to provide it to them if you knew they were interested in it? Would you want to be able to download the article? Would you want to be able to print it, email it, bookmark it?
Yeah, well, I would definitely want to be able to bookmark it, and if it would download PDF, and I would be able to share it via, you know, email, that would be good, or share it via a link, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so next, very briefly, we're going to look at another solution. So from here, how would you want to be able to navigate to additional solutions? So at the moment, you know, you'd go up to the menu. Is that sufficient, or would you want all the other solutions listed on this page for you to just click on?
Probably both. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you do have to scroll down on the page. So it seems like you would have to scroll all the way back up just to click on the other tab. But if there's a separate option at the bottom, mm-hmm, that you'll be able to click on, I think that would be a useful tool as well.
Great. And so now we're going to go to the vaccination section. Before I go to vaccination, what type of information would you want to find on the vaccination section?
On there, I would like to find the most up-to-date vaccinations, maybe just details about the vaccination, a brief blurb of what it is, what type of doctor maybe you can or be referred to your physician for additional information about. I would just be looking for details about or descriptions about the vaccination.
And so we'll go ahead and click on vaccination. And tell me when I should scroll down.
You can scroll down. Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. So what are your initial thoughts on the appearance of this page?
It looks like there's some pretty good information on this page. It stands out and lets you know immediately the percentage of people that are vaccinated and who are not vaccinated. It gives you, the risk. I think number two, where it says convenient hours and appointment, I think that's referring to you can get vaccinated at Walgreens. Convenient hours, no appointment. I don't think that's convenient hours, no appointments needed. 35% of vaccinations have been off. The statement under number two, if it has convenient hours, no appointment, and if I was looking from a patient or potential patient perspective, I don't think that information is relevant. It says convenient hours and no appointments needed. Okay, that's great. That means that I can go there. Or, in my opinion, it should just list the vaccinations that are available during those hours with no appointments.
Sure. So more specifics about what are those hours, is that correct? And what vaccinations are available?
Yes.
What, if anything, on this page do you think is most useful to you?
All right. The most useful to me, I think, I'm going to do research. Okay. from a network development perspective, to know where it lists the 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
At the yeah, right here. How can we help? I think that information right there is very useful to me. It lets me know vaccines that will reduce risk. It lets me know what convenient hours are available. It lets me know that the people there are trained professionals. It lets me know about costs and impact. It gives me information on how to do the math on all this information. And where does it, oh, and then where does it give, I think it's all the way at the bottom. It gives descriptions of the vaccinations, vaccination research. Yeah, that information is very useful at the bottom.
So what do you expect you would do with the vaccination research?
For example, where it says the influenza vaccination is good amongst diabetes patients in community pharmacies. So from a net dev perspective, these are things that I would like to probably bring to the top to let me know as far as from a network or contract perspective where this where the vaccinations are and more about the program. That lets me know more than kind of at the in the middle where it gives more information about, let me scroll up a little. A little bit more. You get the top where it has the numbers. Yeah, that's more useful information than letting me know which people avoid vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So that type of vaccination research, would you want? What would you want to be able to do with it? Would you want to be able to just bookmark it, print it, share it?
I would definitely want to use that information if I had to provide a presentation on this to maybe a group of people, healthcare professionals, on who our PBM was. This information is useful for me to be able to create talking points to sell the PBM.
How likely do you think you would be to revisit this type of web page to get information about vaccines in the future?
In the future, there's a lot of good information on here as far as numbers and costs. So how likely am I to come back here? I would say somewhat likely.
What would make you more likely to revisit this type of web page in the future?
Well, a lot of this information we have through our own website and communications. The numbers may be different, but as far as who's not getting vaccinated and the reasons why they're not getting vaccinated, I think from a national health plan perspective, we kind of know that and we have those numbers. But I understand, from a PBM perspective, why they deep dive into that. But I think we kind of have that information already. I don't think we would use that. I'm not sure if we would or we wouldn't, but, again, I'm not clinical. So the good information on here, a good talking point on here would it be as far as, you know, the company and how Walgreens does the math, you know, to get information on, you know, their flu shots and annual costs and productivity and all that good stuff. So I would definitely be able to use this to create talking points if I'm trying to sell a PBM.
Finally, on this page, just looking at some of these images, these are just placeholders. But do you think having these types of images adds value to the text that's provided?
Yeah, there is a value add. If you click on these images, does it give you more detail, or is this just something for you to read? If you click on trained professionals, does it tell you who's on board, who the medical director is, what type of doctors are there at those pharmacies, or who they are? I'm not sure what that does. What the background of their number five?
Is that something that you would want it to do? And so if you click on it, do you want more information, or do you think this is sufficient?
No, I think it's sufficient. Sufficient.
Great. So just to wrap up everything we've been talking about today, overall, what would you say are your key takeaways from the website?
What would I say my what? I'm sorry?
What would you say are your key takeaways from the website that you looked at today?
The key takeaways would definitely be, that it's a pretty user-friendly guide of a PBM and their approach to healthcare. I feel that basically depending on what service you provide within any type of organization, that you should be able to easily access information or gain knowledge of what Walgreens services are that they have to offer. It gives a little more clinical information if you need market research. It gives healthcare professional information, and it also gives costs. And everyone's looking to cut costs, so I think that's a good aspect on here. It doesn't kind of show, regionalize where, Walgreens are. Hey, we're Walgreens. We're a national brand company. A little bit of the history. We have, 2,000, offices across the United States. It doesn't really give that unless we didn't click on it. But it just basically is a pretty straightforward website with a lot of detail. It's pretty user-friendly and, just from the website alone, I would be able to get information without having to call into customer service.
What would make you more likely to want to reach out to a company representative after accessing this type of information?
Well, it has some preliminary numbers on here. I definitely would want to, reach out to get more information on with how that would impact our company or our products and services that we offer, how we could align those services, how relatable, would it be, how maybe you or the company would be able to help us save money, share some of those cost initiatives that are, outlined on the website.
And then just my last question for you, do you already have a contact at Walgreens, or would you want to be able to use this Contact Us portal to get a contact information?
I don't have a contact at Walgreens.
Okay, great. So that brings us to the end. Before I let you go, do you have any other recommendations about the website we reviewed today?
No, nothing I can think of right now.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you kindly. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.